I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two Palestinians were killed, three injured in a confrontation with Israel forces in the West Bank. AP correspondent Charles Ziladasma reports.
Palestinian medics and the military say two Palestinians were killed early on Friday in confrontations with Israeli forces in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The Palestine Red Crescent Society confirmed the two deaths and said three people were wounded, including one who sustained serious injuries. The Islamic militant group Hamas said one of those killed was a local commander. Health officials say 460 Palestinians, including several dozen children and teens, have been killed by Israeli fire in the West Bank since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. I'm Charles.
Protesters in Lebanon marching in support of Palestinians in Gaza after Friday prayers. They carry signs reading our Eid is with the victory of Gaza, referring to the end of the fasting month of Ramadan. Millions of Muslims around the world were observing Eid al-Fitr for the festivities, feasts, and family gatherings. Jordan, which lies at the heart of the Arab-Israeli conflict, hosts 2.4 million Palestinian refugees, the largest number of such refugees among Israel's neighbors, many of its citizens are of Palestinian origin. China has surged sales to Russia of machine tools, microelectronics, and other technology Moscow uses to produce missiles, tanks, aircraft, and other weaponry. That's according to two senior Biden administration officials who discussed the sensitive findings Friday with a condition of anonymity. The officials say last year about 90% of Russia's microelectronics came from China, which Russia has used in missiles, tanks, and aircraft. Nearly 70% of Russia's